2 Corinthians chapter 2. But I determined this for myself, that I would not come again to you in sorrow. For if I cause you sorrow, who then is the one who makes me glad, except the one who is made sorrowful by me? And I wrote this very thing to you, that when I come, I would not have sorrow from those who ought to make me rejoice, having confidence in you all, that my joy is the joy of you all. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote to you through many tears, not that you would be made sorrowful, but that you would know the love which I have more abundantly toward you. But if anyone has caused sorrow, he has not caused me to sorrow, but in part, lest I lay too heavy a burden, all of you. Sufficient for such a one is this punishment by the majority, so that on the contrary, you should rather forgive and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one be swallowed up with excessive sorrow. Therefore, I exhort you to confirm your love toward him. For to this end also I wrote, that I might know your approvedness, whether you are obedient in all things. But whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. For also what I have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, it is for your sake in the person of Christ, that we may not be taken advantage of by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his schemes. Furthermore, when I came to Troas for the gospel of Christ, and a door was opened to me in the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit, for I did not find Titus my brother, but taking leave of him, I went forth into Macedonia. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in the Christ, and manifests the savor of the knowledge of him through us in every place. For we are a fragrance of Christ to God, in those who are being saved, and in those who are perishing. To some, a savor out of death unto death, and to the others, a savor out of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not like the many, adulterating the word of God for profit, but as out of God, before God we speak in Christ.